This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, we're hearing less about the coronavirus and more about the protests going on. It's interesting. Thank goodness the coronavirus is subsiding, or whatever the word I'm looking for is. It's not as bad as it used to be. There, plain English. Josh Hancock joining us right now, the man in Hollywood that matches the car with the character in all things film and television. Orange County and Los Angeles over the weekend, at least last weekend. I don't know what's going on this weekend, but it's probably too early to know. There was a bunch of people that were protesting, and it was pretty peaceful and stuff because they want their freedom. I have quite a few friends that have been taking this opportunity, Josh, to drive and drive fast, I might say. What are you seeing there in SoCal?
Well, the statistics say that tickets for people driving over 100 miles an hour is up 500%.
500%? Oh, my gosh.
The fact is, when you take a road like the 5 North that you used to drive all the way to Oregon, you know, you're out on that road, even though it's two lanes in each direction, separated, but it's so wide open, and now I can imagine it's just trucks.
Yeah.
People are really exercising their high-performance cars. And the CHP, the one thing that you know is, look, if you go over 100 miles an hour, they can put you in jail if they want
and to. And take your car and not give it back if you unless you owe money.
That I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. If you don't owe any money on it, hence the reason why I always have a fat loan on any of my fancy cars. But if you owe money, they're like, you know, the bank owns it, so they, you know, nothing they can do. They can impound it, and bank has to pay the money to get it back. But if you own that car and you see it every now and then with the drug dealers, because they pay cash for everything, they keep the car, and then they're sold at those government auctions. So very interesting. Wow. Huh.
Well, so the fact is that if you know that you are not going to go to jail, that also helps. That you might want to drive 120 miles an hour in your Porsche because you haven't been able to do that. And, you know, for a while in Malibu, well, let's talk about Malibu. There's a lot of supercars in Malibu, a lot of very high-performance cars. So the street racing on the PCH has gotten so out of control that they've brought in the highway patrol. To cut it down, and let's face it, it's never safe to be speeding on a public road with other people. So,
Was that kind of the caveat? You can do it if you're alone, but not with other people. And by the way, you're talking about PCH, Pacific Coast Highway. Yeah. If you've ever seen any commercial where somebody is driving on this awesome road with the mountain going right up out of the ocean and there's a big old rock, that's a special place right outside of Port Hueneme, California, right, I don't know, 20 miles north of Malibu, where they make so many commercials there. But I will tell you, I used to drive that because I grew up in Ventura, California, and I used to drive to L.A. to the Peterson Automotive Museum, which is in, you know, in downtown Los Angeles. And why not downtown, but what I called downtown. But anyway, point is that I used to drive that road all the time, and man, those cops are not friendly there. If you're speeding, no.
The 101's an interesting place because, as you know, as you get more towards Santa Barbara, it's very California. There's these weird exits, and you're kind of going through these towns, but you're on a highway.
Right.
And you're twisting and turning, and in mixed traffic, it's a great place to speed. You can have a lot of fun there. I mean, I've heard. Right. And so the police are very cagey because they sit in the on-ramps and they're watching traffic and they see you and they come up behind you because they want to clock you. So you've got to stay very vigilant in the rearview mirror, but they're used to,
you know what,
catching people.
I think I'm hearing a theme here, by the way, Josh. Did you happen to get a ticket, brother?
Brother, I have not.
Okay, good.
Actually, wondering. I am driving. Yeah. I am driving like a nun in this situation because I have to say it's weird when you're sitting on Santa Monica Boulevard and this is all going on and there's not much traffic and a guy pulls up in a purple Lamborghini and takes off. You're kind of like, you know, not right now. Go home right. and get your 7 Series and drive that right. instead of this big showy car right now, you know?
Yep. All right, hold tight. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the other side and talk more about this. How are you driving during the pandemic? Pandemic driving tips from Josh Hancock. JoshCar.com. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It is The Drive. For you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. Listening to The Drive all across America. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions, Brembo Brakes. You can buy Brembo at, guess where? Buybrembo.com on the web. Josh Hancock joining us right now, giving us a little news from SoCal, Southern California, where he's been driving like, as he says, a nun. You know, I don't believe that. I think you're going to hell for lying when you talk about driving like a nun. Nuns don't even drive. Do they drive? Yeah, you got to drive with a habit on.
It's very funny. I've been driving very slowly. I'm actually going to go grab my Thunderbird today.
Nice.
Exercise it.
Top
and,
down.
You know, I have a tendency to drive that car slow.
By the way.
It's big and heavy.
I want you to know, yeah. I'm buying my dad's Thunderbird. My dad has, Josh, you have, what, a 2002 or 3 Thunderbird?
It's 2.
So my dad has a 2002 Thunderbird also that is
white.
Yes. And I got it out of his garage because he quit driving 2 years ago. And I thought, yeah. I better, you know, exercise this thing. Boy, the tires were flattened and it was like, and the thing was just wobbling all over the place. Fortunately, they've almost straightened out. They were like brand new tires, too. But cars sitting, it's not good for cars to sit. Anyway, I'm gonna try and buy that car for my dad.
It's a good car, you know. It's
I
a
love
Lincoln
it.
LS.
Yeah, basically yes.
And
right.
and you've got all the modern conveniences that were available in 2002, and they're all run by buttons.
Yep. You know, the only thing it doesn't have is Bluetooth. No Bluetooth phone though. That's a bummer.
Yeah, you can get an adapter for that and run it through the stereo.
All right. Right on.
But the thing is, it's a nice, big, heavy luxury car. It's over. It's just over 3,700 pounds, by the way, for that
really?
Car.
Oh, a little bit heavier than my Mustang was, my 2007 Mustang. And you say big, heavy. It's a small two-seater. What do you mean big, heavy?
Right.
It drives like a heavy car is what you're talking about. It really
it
does.
It drives like a 65 LTD.
Right. That's it. So you were talking about Mary Barra and Bill Ford being on 60 Minutes. I didn't hear about this. What happened?
They did a segment that was really well done about the American car industry. Well, about Ford and GM, basically. They leave out Fiat Chrysler Automotive because they're foreign-owned.
Right, right.
And how both companies have jumped into helping. GM is building ventilators. Ford, more so, is building protective gear, shields,
right.
and testing all kinds of things. And Bill Ford, the chairman of the board of Ford Motor Company, represented Ford. And Mary Barra, the CEO of General Motors, represented General Motors. And I have to say, it's a very rewarding piece to watch because here we've got these two companies that jumped into action, and they employees that they interview in particular have been with those companies for more than 30 years.
Wow. Yeah.
And they talk about what they do. A couple of things that I didn't know. In the contracts, these companies have to pay all their employees in this downtime, the UAW contracts. Ford is going through $165 million a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, they just wanted to know whether they were going to make it or not. And I'm reading today that there is a timeline to open up factories. And Ford also, with Samsung, developed this watch that is a social distancing watch. And it goes off if you're within 6 feet of another human.
I want one just to have one so when I get close to you, it has a Josh Hancock alarm. So if I
have a 25 foot version for you because I and
I got a 10 foot pole bird version for you.
I can still hear you. I need a noise canceling.
I've got a flagpole that has a Josh Hancock alert on it. So in case you get within 60 feet of me, we'll take a little break. You're listening to The Drive. Josh Hancock, joshcarr.com. He's our Hollywood insider. Again, don't forget our show brought to you in part by Brembo, Choice of Champions. You can buy Brembo brakes now online at buybrembo.com. We appreciate them for sponsoring the show during this rough time in our history. This is The Drive. We'll be right back. You don't know what you
got till you lose it all again. Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead. Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details. Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Another one of our great sponsors is Subaru. Go where love takes you. Our show brought to you in part by the all-new Subaru Outback. It's a great car company doing so well. We appreciate all our good sponsors this time especially, but I love my sponsors anyway. But during these rough times, we all got to support each other in one way or another. Josh Hancock joining us. We were talking about Mary Barra, the CEO and chairman of General Motors, and Bill Ford, same thing for Ford Motor Company. There was a special on 60 Minutes. I missed it. I don't know how I missed it. Somebody should have called me or told me. Nobody did. Nobody loves me. I'm going to go eat worms.
Yeah, let's make this about you. Bill Ford is the chairman of the board. He's not the CEO.
Whatever. Who cares?
Correct.
Mr.
Well,
Smarty
you would
Pants.
Correct me, and you go, yeah, Billy isn't again. So I am correcting you.
Fair enough.
By the way, that was a very accurate depiction of what your voice is like when you're, So well, I was talking about their reopening plans. FCA has announced they'll open their first plant in the United States on May 18th.
Hmm.
And both Ford and GM have brought back a group of engineers to go to the plants and get them ready to reopen. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to start putting in plexiglass dividers lot of the workstations where you are close to people.
Right. Buy stock in plexiglass. It's a PLX on the stock market. I have no idea.
There you go. And this is the problem with slaughterhouses is that people work so close together. And as you know, the meat processing plants are having a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want to get a little spittle on your neighbor when he's gutting a hog. Oh my gosh.
I knew I could depend on you to put that and verbalize what that looks like.
Hold on. You got a little spittle on my arm here. Hold this hog's head. I know it's 109 pounds, but I got to wipe that off. That could have COVID in it. Good Lord, what's the world coming to?
So I also have read that.
I'm buying Potbelly, by the way. Potbelly futures.
Okay, anyway. I'm going to try to get off this subject because it's just, you could run with this all day.
I know, it's bad.
And, you know, and next we'd move to the chicken farm and the rest of it. So let's just save our audience and move on to the fact that.
What about turkey
Lexus
farmers?
Decided,
go ahead.
Lexus is going to discontinue their slow-selling GS.
Wait a minute.
Now,
this sedan
fits in between the ES. It's the ES, the GS, and then we have the LS, right?
Yes.
This was a sportier, but they've made the ES such a great car now. There's not a lot of reasons to step up to the GS other than styling, but the styling on the ES has become very aggressive, and I get it. Also, part of this is saving money because of what's happened here.
Well, I think, I think no matter what we're talking about, I don't care who it is or what they make except Jeep. Their Jeep is exempt from all these comments I'm about to make because everybody's going to keep buying Jeeps just like nothing happened. But I think everybody's going to take years to recover from this in the auto industry. Years.
Yeah.
It's a bad time.
Well, the real question is, and we talked about this in the last show, I truly think the brands that are going to hurt the most are anything that costs $150,000 up.
Oh, I think $50,000 over. It's going to be a lot lower than that.
I say this because I don't think people are going to want to show their wealth while a lot of people are hurting.
Oh, I got you. Well, yeah,
you can still drive an S-Class and you're not an ass. But if you're driving a Rolls, then you're flaunting your money.
Right.
And, you know, I love Rolls Royces. I'm not putting them down, but it is a high net worth individual.
Well, it's a sign of wretched excess is what it is. Yeah. True story.
Okay, I used a bad word. I was being careful on the brand, and now you had to make that comment.
No, but that's what it is. Listen, I was looking at an Aston Martin. A friend of mine sent me a note. He goes, look at this, 2015 Aston Martin, an S, V12, 15,000 miles. It was 90,000. The car was $250,000 new. It was a bargain. And I thought to myself, you know what? That's a good investment right there. It's going to hold its value for a couple of years. The problem is, like right now, you drive out an Aston Martin or any of these, like you said, high-end luxury cars, people are going to judge you. Yeah. People may take their judgment into their own hands, dare I say, with a key. You know what I drove today, Josh? I drove my 74 Blazer with the top off that's rusty and the paint's peeling off. I felt really good. I felt like I fit in.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm also speaking from the type of calls that I'm getting because obviously we all give a lot of car advice. It's part of my business.
Right.
You know, I have one guy in a 911 and he says, if I can't get the exact same car because his lease is up to where my neighbors don't know that I got a new car, then I'm going to step down.
Oh, well.
And I got another guy, he's at the end of his lease on an Audi A8, and he said, I'm going to get a Lincoln SUV because I don't want to be driving
your German car. Right now, people are going for stealth wealth. You guys can find out more information about Josh Hancock. JoshCar.com. Our Hollywood insider, my friend, Josh, be safe. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan.
All right, brother. Well. We're going to be right back with Stephen Cole Smith, talk motorsports. This is The Drive. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Our show brought to you in part by Dodge. Oh my gosh, they've got some good deals going on right now with the Dodge Power Dollars. Check it out. I talk about it every week. You know, if you're in the market to buy something, go see what Dodge has got going on. Stephen Cole Smith joining me now. Automotive journalist for Auto Week, Automobile Magazine, and Grassroots Motorsports. If there's anybody that knows about motorsports in my world, it's Steve. Steve, not much going on really in the world. I know there's a little bit of news, you know.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm a little miffed though, Alan.
Why?
I went to Taco Bell today. got, you know, my favorite is Chicken Chalupa Supreme.
Right.
And through the years, you can get the Chicken Chalupa Supreme. So, you know, maybe I'm kind of cocky. Maybe I'm kind of throwing money around. But I've always felt pretty damn good about getting that Supreme. I mean, I feel better than the guy behind me because he's probably just getting the Chicken Chalupa. So I get up there, and, you know, they kind of treat me a little special. They kind of like, nah, the manager comes over.
Oh, yeah, big spender, you know, here. And,
yeah, they're pretty impressed with it. Well, that's all they have now, Alan. They don't have just a Chalupa. All they have is a Supreme.
Oh.
So I'm just like a man on the street. I'm just like a guy wandering in, a homeless guy who put together enough pennies for a Chalupa.
You know what?
He's getting the same Chalupa I am. So you know, I'm sorry. I know
what's happened
anymore.
To you. What's happened to you is your frequent flyer mileage privilege plan at Taco Bell is no more. It's just gone.
Yeah.
They don't treat you like a king anymore. I know, because one time I had the same experience at Taco Bell, because I asked them if they could add extra chicken, and the guy looked at me right in the eye, and he went, bleep! And I went, what did you say? And, you know, it was, let me just tell you, we almost came to fisticuffs.
Wow.
It happens, because I don't know what that means. I know what this means. But that's turkey. That's what happens during Thanksgiving. But we don't talk like that during normal Taco Bell extra chicken orders.
No, that's, I cannot imagine there's anywhere in the manual that suggests that you make chicken orders.
It's a sad time in history.
And you talk about the frequent flyer thing. Well, for the first time in my life, I'm a diamond this year for Delta.
I know, right? What bad luck.
I made a couple of trips I didn't really want to make just because I wanted to make diamond, because I'll never do it again. Well, I've traveled like once to Detroit this year. You know, what's the point of being diamond? You can't go anywhere.
I'd sue.
You know, it's just, I know 3 million people have died. But you talk about the important things, like me being diamond on Delta and not being able to fly. I mean, we've got to get our priorities straight this winter.
Let me just tell you, there is a lawyer that would take that case right there.
there's a lot of lawyers right now, I imagine. The way they're advertising on TV, they would take that case in a second.
You know what? This show right here, this episode, this segment of the show is showing how we are going insane. I don't know if you realize.
Yeah.
I'm in my underwear right now doing the show in my underwear, no shirt on, and the other people here in the radio studio are looking at me funny. But it's okay. I showed up. That's all that matters, Steve.
Yeah. Well, this shirt I've had on, this is day 4. I left Debbie last night, my wife. She's back in Tampa because we haven't moved in together, because not a great time to sell our house right now.
Right.
And she said, at least change shirts. You have, like, tomato on that shirt. And I go, I'm not going to see anybody. You know, the cats are fine with that.
Right. They'll lick the tomatoes.
So this is day 4 for a Walmart double X.
$3.88. I bought a whole dozen of them just the other day.
No, it's $4.88. Once again,
double.
The top of the line.
Yeah, you went double X.
It's like the T-shirt Supreme.
Right. See? You have a superiority complex. I'll bet you drive a Rolls Royce. I'll bet. What kind of car you got this week?
I got a Gladiator, a BMW X1, and the new Mazda CX-30.
Wait, you have three cars in the driveway right now?
That's typical.
You are a glutton. I want to tell you, man, a glutton. not for punishment, just a glutton, because you like the Supreme.
Well, yeah.
We've been talking about this.
I was reading the you know, the coronavirus, you know, the dangers that, that you have when you're
obese.
Everything.
Yeah, I
am, Alan, old, fat, diabetic, wheezing, out of shape. I mean, it's just, that virus just, it just wafts by my nose, and I'm dropping dead. I'm just adding to the count.
Oh, I think, you know what? This, by the way, this song is called Green Onions, believe it or not.
Booker T and the MGs.
Yeah. Because all this talk of tomatoes on your shirt, the Chalupa Supreme with extra mayo for me, made me play a song because I wanted some extra onions, so I played Green Onions. Let me take a break.
Noise, but I don't know how.
Take a break. We're going insane. We need to get out of the house. You're listening to The Drive. When we come back, we're going to talk about motorsports. How did we do a whole segment without talking about motorsports? I don't know. Oh, my God. Stephen Cole Smith will be right back with us in our quarantine. It is The Drive. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I can't stop this feeling that I want a chalupa now. What did you do that to me for, Stephen Cole Smith? It's not right.
They're right up the road, man. Wherever you are in America, they're right up the road.
Taco Bell. I got to tell you, this is really funny. I will come back. We'll talk about motorsports in a minute, but this is truly much more funny than anything. About 20 years ago, when I was doing this show, and it was at that time Motor Trend Radio, because I was doing the show for Motor Trend Magazine, I got hungry while I was editing the show, because I used to do a lot of interviews and stuff, and I'd have to go and put it all together, and it was like a magazine radio show. Now it's much more just kind of free-flowing, which I prefer. But I decided, there's a Taco Bell like two blocks from the radio station that I used to do the show at. And I went over there, and I took my recorder. At the time, it was a mini disc player. And I pulled up to Taco Bell, to the drive-up, you know, box that you order in. And it goes, right. Hello, welcome to Taco Bell. How can I take your order? You know, and I'm like, yeah, I'll have the number two with extra sour cream and a Diet Coke. And I'll tell you how I know how old this is. Because I had gotten a Chrysler PT Cruiser. And so the guy says, is there anything else I can help you with? You know, after he, you know, I gave him my order, and I go, what do you think of the new Chrysler PT Cruiser? And he goes, excuse me? I go, you know, the new Chrysler PT Cruiser. It was 2002 or two, maybe 2000. So like 20 years ago. And he goes, oh, I don't know. It's okay. And I go, all right, well, I was just curious. Thank you very much. And then so I actually played that on the radio show. And I told the guy, I said, do I have your permission to play this? He goes, yeah, that's funny. But yeah, Taco Bell, man, it's a staple for me. But all right, let's switch subjects. I hate to do it. We've had so much fun. But what about motorsports? Because there's not a whole lot going on. I know last week they had some e-race that I don't really care about, but I know you're going to talk about it.
Yeah, there's actually some news. One being that Ryan Newman, you know, who's hurt so bad at Daytona, where we didn't even know if he's going to live or not, has been cleared to come back for the next race. And the question is, when is that? Well, apparently right now it's NASCAR's plan to come back at Darlington in the middle of May with no spectators. NASCAR, believe it or not, you know, they've lost a lot of races, but and they've got 36 races a year. I think they got in, what, three or four? They're planning on running all 36, starting Sunday, May 17th at Darlington,
wow.
And then at Darlington again on Wednesday, than the Coke 600 at Charlotte on Sunday, May 24th. That's an important race. That's Memorial Day, of course, weekend. And they're up against the Indy 500 every year. Well, this year the Indy 500 has been moved. So if you want to watch live racing on Sunday for the first time, your number one choice is not, you know, can you stay awake for the Coke 600 after the Indy 500. It's going to be the Coke 600.
No.
So this is a big deal for NASCAR and for Coke and for Charlotte Motor Speedway. Not sure when they're planning on bringing fans back, but...
Wait a minute. You mean, so they're going to run the race with nobody in the stands?
Right.
Oh, I didn't get that. Okay, well, yeah. I was like, I mean, well, wait a minute. What?
Well, you got to think the biggest amount of money in NASCAR is the TV package.
Oh, and right.
That's why they want to get all 36 races in, because they don't want to give any money back.
Right.
But, yeah, we're looking. They'll be back at Homestead, Miami, June 14th. Before that, makeup races, Atlanta, Bristol, Martinsville, Wednesday, May 27th, Charlotte 310. Of course, that could change tomorrow. That could change next week. You know, nobody knows for sure.
Right.
There was a race run this last weekend. There was a dirt track in South Dakota that the law in South Dakota, the ruling, didn't prohibit running a track like that. And the governor advised people not to go. But the track said, we got 4,000 seats. We're selling 700. We're putting on a show. Well, they got leaned on pretty heavily. And they had to give back the money, all the 700 tickets. But they ran the race anyway, and they had it online for $40. I don't know how many people paid that. I didn't. But, I mean, it was a good dirt track race. And, you know, Debbie walks by and says, oh, a virtual sprint car race. And I go, no, that's actually real sprint cars in South Dakota. So that's the trial balloon. You know, if all the sprint car drivers are still alive this time next week, they'll probably run some more.
You mentioned something, and I know you're trying to be kind to me, but because it's not all about me. Well, yeah, it is. Never mind. No, it isn't. They just told me it's not in my ear. It's not all about me. Well, wait a minute. I have to think about that. No,
of course it's not. It's not about you.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me have an argument with the guy in the... What? It is about me, but okay, they're saying I have to ask the question anyway. What about the stupid e-race they did? It is about me, but in this case it's not.
Man, if it wasn't for e-racing, the guys on the NASCAR channel on SiriusXM would just be sitting there staring at each other, but... They've had, I think, four or five e-races, which, of course, is an electronic race, iRace.
Right.
This last weekend was Talladega, you know, and it was aired on broadcast television for Fox Sports and had 1.24 million viewers.
What? Oh, my. That tells you how bored.
iRacing.
Yeah. Everybody's so bored, they'll watch that.
That's how desperate people are. Yeah. I mean, it's how desperate. You know, a guy flips 8 times, and you think, oh, well, that's it for, you know, Alex Bowman, whoever it is. Then you look down, and he's, like, in 5th, because he gets one reset button, you know, that, like, fixes the car immediately, and he's back in the deal. So
explain what this is, though. This is a virtual guys in machines racing each other kind of thing. Am I right?
Well, I have fallen into this rabbit hole. The first time I did iRacing was at the Performance Racing Energy Show in 2007, 2 years before it was introduced. And I said, I got to get one of these. Well, I finally got one. And you know how a friend gives you a kitten, a free kitten, and then $500 for vet and food for the rest of his life. Well, my next-door neighbor gave me a set of pedals and steering wheel, a Logitech G27. It's like 2 generations ago. You know, worth maybe $150. Well, I went out and bought you've got to have a gaming computer. You can't just have a computer.
Right, a high-power computer. Right.
Well, high power and a real good graphics card. That's where mine fail.
Yeah.
So I went out and bought that thing for like $800-something, and that is on the low end. That's really cheap. And then I had to get a new monitor, and I got a 32-inch monitor, and I wanted high refresh rate. So, you know, you can get 32-inch TVs for $79. Well, this was $149. And then I had to have some cables, and I had to have a chair.
This is all for fake racing. This is giant glorified... Video game. Hold on, Steve. I got to take a break. Oh, my gosh. And 1.25 million people were watching this going on. That is
19 minutes of commercials, Alan. this is NASCAR.
Desperation, baby.
19 minutes of commercials.
All right. We'll be right back and talk more on the other side. Stephen Cole Smith, Auto Week, Automobile Magazine, and Grassroots Motorsports. It is The Drive.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
And car guy. Yeah, I just like to be called a car guy for the most part. Stephen Cole Smith joining us, television and radio host, automotive expert, and motorsports expert from Auto Week, Automobile Magazine, and Grassroots Motorsports. iRacing. Honest to God, yeah. Talk about timing. If they don't have good timing with what they've got going on, it's like, all the to-go restaurants right now that, you have drive-up windows and everything, they're all flourishing. All the other restaurants, pounding sand. It's really an interesting time in history with this virus thing going around. But iRacing, you were kind of telling me how you had to spend all the money. You got a couple of components. The next thing you know, you're into this thing for a couple of grand.
Right. Easy.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I haven't really started yet, but it's not just NASCAR. There's a whole bunch of different types of racing. They laser measure the track, and when they go around the track completely, every bump, every little rise, the billboards, everything is identical to what the real tracks are, and the drivers say it's amazing. Huh. As you drive a long race, if you drive a dirt track race, the track starts drying out. You got to change your line. You might have to, maybe you pick the wrong tires.
Wait a minute, you mean virtually? Are you talking all this stuff happens virtually?
Yes, virtually.
Wow.
And some of these guys you can make changes to your NASCAR on iRacing, and a lot of these guys are using their real engineers. They're saying, okay, put a 200-pound spring in the front, let's put 24.5 pounds of air in the left rear.
Wow.
They have spotters, Alan. They have spotters. because the driver can only see through the windshield, but the spotter sees the whole thing, and
right.
He's on there saying, okay, you're clear of number three. You can pull down now.
Oh, my gosh. This is Star Wars stuff, man.
Yeah. A lot of these drivers are spending $30,000 on a full motion simulator.
Gosh.
You turn left on a bank track and your seat,
right.
Tilts to the left. And, I've got a chair from Walmart for $21, and I guess I can tilt it to the left and right on my own. But,
right.
We'll see. But anyway, I did a story for them that's in Grassroots Motorsports. Talked to them maybe a month ago, and a month ago their traffic was up 40%. God knows what it's
up to. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I work
but
with...
The next race, anyway, if you want to see it, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern, they're doing Dover, and just go to NASCAR.com, and there's multiple sources where you can watch it for free.
Right, so tomorrow being Sunday, because the show airs on Saturday.
Right.
Because with podcasts, people are like, tomorrow? Anyway.
Sunday, May 3rd.
Right. I work with Drive Tribe, and, that's Jeremy Clarkson and his crew from Top Gear out of London. And we
right.
were talking the other day. I had a conference call with London, and they were talking, this was about 2 weeks ago, their traffic was up like 130%. So more than doubled. And I don't even know what it's been. I have another call with them coming up on Monday, but everybody in the digital e-world, their businesses are just kind of going nutty. I know I only have about 2 minutes left. You wanted to talk. There was one other little story you want to sneak in here.
There's one thing about Kyle Larson. I don't know if we talked about that, but he, in an iRacing game, when his microphone was open, he mistakenly said the N-word to his spotter. Like, hey, N-word, let's get going. It went out over everything, and within 48 hours, he had lost everything. Lost his rock, his sponsors, everything. He'll end up spending the rest of the year probably sprint car racing. But anyway, it was an amazing thing to watch a guy with one word destroy his entire career.
You know what that's called?
Only thing I can think of you could say is, yes, I am a Nazi, and that might have done it. But I'm not sure what other one word you could do. I mean, none of the, you know, I called up George Carlin's seven words you can never say on TV, and
on radio,
probably say half of those now. I mean, those are so tame.
I know.
But anyway.
That's called, that's called brand slaughter is what that is. But
right,
go ahead.
Yeah. And there's a term paper in there, a master's thesis in Kyle Larson's just self-destruction. But anyway, Matt is the former champion. He'll be in that Ganassi car for the rest of the year.
Wow.
While Kyle Larson, he's still a multimillionaire. I mean, he's not. He's just not going to have to apply
for
any loans. But
he'll recover. Right, yeah, he'll recover just like everybody else has and does.
But his contract was up this year, and he was the top free agent for next year. There was a lot of people looking at
him. Hey, you know what? If there's a good year to take off, Steve, this is it, right?
Yeah, man, that's a good point.
All right, Stephen Cole Smith, thank you, sir. Be careful eating your Chalupa Supreme while driving that rocket ship you drive in your living room. Thank you for being on with us. Auto Week Automobile Magazine. Thank you, man. And Grassroots Motorsports. I'm Alan Taylor. This is The Drive.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
From my, what am I going to call this place? Man cave, my COVID-19 quarantine quarantine junction. Yeah, it's that kind of a show. I know. Don't worry about it. It'll get better because BJ Colleen is here, the voice of reason in my automotive world. BJ, conjunction, junction. Remember that? What's your function? Right.
I love that. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it was called, something rock? It was called
School Rock.
School Rock, Grammar Rock or something. That's funny.
Yeah. School Rock.
Earlier this week, I was watching the president of Toyota on the news. He was at the White House talking about how, you know, part of the country opened up here at the end of the week a little bit. They're just... Are they going too far? You know, they're going to take your temperature every hour with rectal thermometers. I'm pretty sure that's what he said in the White House. I don't know why they have to use a rectal thermometer, but that's what they're doing at some of these automakers.
If they're using rectal thermometers, I'm not leaving the house. They're following through.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're gloves. And you know what? Our local Costco, which is very odd, you cannot go into Costco at our local Costco without a mask and gloves on now. And I thought, wait a minute, we're opening up the country. Why are you closing down your ability to have, you know, I mean, it's a gigantic warehouse and you're going to make me wear gloves and a mask after everybody's starting to open up. I don't know. Strange.
Yeah, everybody's got their own little thing. But you know who's the hardest hit? Well, maybe not the hardest, but one of the hardest are car enthusiasts, because let's face it, you know, when spring rolls around, this is when all the car shows start up and all the tours and good guys get their tour going and Derek Jackson's going and car people have something to do every single weekend. And now that spring is here and you can't go anywhere, they're just having heart attacks because there's nothing they can do. So the Peterson Museum actually came up with a really good idea, and they decided to have a digital global cars and coffee event. And they did the first one, and they aired it live on the Peterson YouTube channel. They did it on April 26th, so not that long ago.
Right.
And they actually, believe it or not, got 140 vehicles from car enthusiasts in France, Germany, England, Australia, United Arab Emirates, South America, all over the United States. It's amazing that they had 13 states, more than 8 countries. Everybody wanted to be a part of this. And they thought it was so popular and so well done that they're going to do it again. Mm. So if you are a car person and you have a car and you got no place to drive or show up your car, it's very easy to do. All you have to do is record a short 20 to 30 second video of your car. Use your phone, shoot the exterior and the interior. Take good engine pictures, and you can start it up if there's noise, you want to hear the engine or whatever. You have to shoot it in landscape format, okay? That means horizontally. Don't shoot it straight up and down because they're terrible videos that way.
Right.
And then all you have to do is upload the video to Dropbox or Google Drive or YouTube and fill out the form at peterson.org/carsandcoffeeonline. And you'll be able to see your car up there with everybody else's car around the world. They're going to do this on May 10th. So I would recommend doing it as soon as possible so you get it in there, but it's not that hard. And, just a couple of tips for shooting your vehicle, because we've been around photographers our whole lives, you and me, Alan, is to make sure that you're not doing it in a noisy location. Try to find a quiet spot.
Right.
Try not to shoot at high noon, because all you're going to get is sun flares on your car. If you want to shoot the interior and get some good shots, get a dark sheet or a blanket and throw it over the windshield of your car so you can get some good shots without a lot of flare in there too.
Right.
And, take a look at it. Don't just shoot it and send it in. Take a look and say, hey, this is something I would watch. It really represents my car.
Yep.
If you don't like it, do it again. It's only a 20 to 30 second video, so just keep practicing. But it's going to be a pretty cool cars and coffee because it is global. So, again, this is something the Peterson Automotive Museum is doing, and I think it's a great idea.
We should all be doing this every weekend on, which we should actually talk about, because why not? With all the crap on Facebook and social media, a 30-second video like our friend Deb Pollock put her little Porsche Speedster replica on there. I loved it. I watched that video she had like 15 times looking at all the little things. This is a great idea.
It is. And they said that they made a compilation video out of it. It got more than 10,000 views in the first 24 hours.
Right.
And more than 2,000 hours watched, over 1,000 live views. So it really is kind of cool to be part of the community, because you could be, typing in, notes, and everybody's, well, your car looks good and all that kind of stuff. And, half these people are never going to go to Australia.
All right, hold on. I'm going to run out of music here, for goodness sakes.
Oh, Aria, I'm sorry.
Speedwagon. We'll take a break. Look at her. She's fired up. I like it. It is The Drive. We'll be right back.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Well, this is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. BJ Colleen joining us. We're talking about cars. All kinds of stuff with cars. Fun cars. Not so fun cars. The high price of cars. The low price of interest to buy cars. Interest rates. The question I have for BJ Colleen is, if we were to start our own virtual car show with 100 radio stations listening, that could be kind of fun. Think about how many videos would be posted if we did that. Think about that. That's insanity. We should maybe talk about this.
I like the idea, you know, and we don't have to limit it to videos. If you just want to send in maybe a picture of your car or something,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe this is something you can put on that webpage.
Oh, Drive Tribe. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to call the people in London. Up. Yeah.
You should. Yeah. You should. Maybe we can do something there.
You know, cool. Speaking of that, you guys, if you want to know more about Drive Tribe, go to drivetribe.com. And or go to the App Store and download the app for Drive Tribe. Create your own tribe. If you're bored and you got nothing better to do, why not? Also, if you go look for Alan Taylor or The Drive, you will find that I've been posting a whole bunch of videos. Some of them a little older. I've been just kind of looking like, that's a cool video. We need to post that because they share them worldwide. They've got Drive Tribe London, Drive Tribe France, Drive Tribe Australia. And so they're sharing these videos that I'm posting all over the daggone world. I get like 40,000 views in one day. It's crazy. Anyway.
People love cars no matter where you are.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about the kind of the reopening of the country. Toyota was at the White House talking about what they were going to do. I felt like it was a little bit, you know, I thought to myself, you know, it's very clinical, but I understand. Look, for me, I'm only responsible for me and a couple employee friends, people that, you know, my wife, my kids, and a few people that are working with us here and you, but you're, you know, 1,000 miles away. But the thing is that when you have thousands and tens of thousands of employees, you got to think like that. Like, how can we make sure that we're open and somebody doesn't die and then we get sued for everything and doesn't not Toyota anymore. It's Jimmy Smith's car company. What happened to Toyota? Oh, well, you know, Jimmy took COVID home and gave it to his father, and his father died, and they lost the lawsuit. Toyota did, so it's now Jimmy Smith Toyota Car Company, you know.
Well, you know, whether it's COVID or whether it's the regular flu or
I know.
Whatever it is, there's no way to guarantee everything. All you can do is, you know, go into your plant or go into your headquarters and make sure everything's clean to start with, and then just keep an eye and just make sure people are aware of, you know, that there's stations around that have gloves if you need it, and, you know, just to wash your hands. I mean, people should be washing their hands anyway. This is not a new thing. You know, wash your hands. Go to the bathroom, wash your hands. Before you eat, wash your hands. You know, it's just a lot of common sense that people start to panic, and that just tends to fly out the window. So I understand what the manufacturers are going through. Nobody should be rushed to go back into production. Obviously, a lot of numbers came out today, and it's not looking good. You know, Ford was off by a billion or two. You know, everybody's predicting, you know, dire financial. I think Volkswagen said something that their sales were completely way down. So, I mean, you just have to start thinking about how are we going to do this and what's going to make the most sense. So it's tough. You know, I feel for these guys. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. I know that much.
Yeah, no, that's why small business is the way to go. Because when you get into big business, you also add big troubles and big headaches. And, you know, I was talking to Stephen Cole Smith there in the last hour, Motorsports. And it's like, wow, the world of motorsports is changing. People are starting to use these gigantic virtual video gaming consoles and steering wheels and pedals and... Oh my gosh, what is the world coming to? Is our world ever going to get back to the same? I don't know. It probably will. I think it's going to take some time.
It will.
Yeah.
It will. I mean, you can only watch so much virtual racing and virtual baseball. You want to be there. You want to see it in person. You know, big difference there. So it will. It's going to take a little while, like you said.
Yep. All right, you're listening to The Drive, and our show is brought to you in part by Subaru and the new Outback. Go where love takes you. I think they're opening up the state parks and things. We'll take a little break. You're listening to The Drive. We'll be right back.
I strut right by with my tail in the air. Straight
cats jump. Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Well, you are listening to The Drive all across America. Car show, talking about car culture, the lifestyle of stuff we do with our cars, things we do in our cars, but you can't do them anymore because you got to stay 6 feet apart and cars aren't even hardly 6 feet wide. BJ joining us, BJ Colleen, the voice of reason in my automotive world. Yeah, a weird time in our history. Very, very, very weird. So the auto industry right now has a chance to do a, can I call it a spring cleaning? In other words, there's kind of a sports bar across the street from where my office is right here. And I noticed I had my door open because it was a beautiful sunny day the other day. And I hear this, and I was like, what are they doing over there? I walked over to the door and I looked out there. And man, they were steam cleaning the inside of this restaurant, this bar, you know? And the guy was like, with a steam cleaner. And I thought, my gosh, they are literally steam cleaning the inside of this restaurant. And I thought, you know what? That's kind of smart. They can't be open anyway, you know, restaurants right now. So they're doing a spring cleaning of their facility. They must have taken all the furniture out. And they were doing the walls and everything. And I think we're seeing a little of that going on in the auto industry, too. They're really rethinking and cleaning and maybe cleaning house a little bit. But can it go too far? I heard a rumor about Hyundai and Hyundai's designer, which I think this guy had a lot to do. This is not discounting the engineers, BJ. The engineers have been fantastic over at Hyundai and Kia also. They're killing it. But the design is so important. You could make the most beautiful Pontiac Aztec, the duck-billed platypus of cars. It was so ugly it didn't sell. Now, on paper, it was perfect. It was the perfect computer design, computer data-driven vehicle that was ugly. So if it's true, and you're going to verify whether it is or not, that they may have lost their head of design, I'm concerned.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And his name was Luke, and don't laugh, Donkerwolke his name. He was Belgian. And actually, he resigned. They didn't fire him. He said that he left due to personal reasons, so which that means we never know what that's going to mean.
Right.
But he was the head designer for Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis for 4.5 years.
Ooh.
So you're right. He definitely embraced Hyundai and Genesis design statements and talking about progressive attitude and allowing him to push the boundaries. And you know that Kia had a great designer also with Peter. But, you know, he's really done a lot because if you look at the new Genesis G80, it's a stunning vehicle. The 2021 G80 is absolutely beautiful. You can find pictures of it on their Genesis.com website. But every single vehicle looks great. And he really contributed a lot. So it's going to be a hole in their design family that he's not going to be working there. But they actually said, Hyundai said, they are not going to name a new design chief for the whole group because they want the designs to get a little bit of separation. Mm. So Hyundai and Genesis will continue to be led by Sang-Yup Lee. And Kareem Habib, who joined Hyundai last year, is going to lead the Kia brand. So, and it's good to have a little bit of separation of voice here between the two brands. And I think they actually do a pretty good job. You know, if you look at the Stinger and the Genesis G70, they don't look alike. Obviously, they've got their own design languages and things like that. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, do you need a head designer to say yes, no, yes, no? Or do you think people can make those decisions on their own if they're in their own little company?
Well, ask Sergio Pininfarina. I mean, there you go. He's the design, the design king, you might say, of so many beautiful, beautiful designs. Did he design them? No. But he was the guy that put that final, as Tim Allen would say, that final stink on it that made it just yummy. And I happen to love stinky cheese, so I love stink. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. My wife's like, why are you buying that for? That stuff stinks. I go, cheese stinks.
Yeah, for a while there, though, Pininfarina was putting their badge on a lot of things that didn't deserve to be on there for the money, you know. But now I think, you know, that most people are sticking with in-house designers. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting.
I think, too, some of these designs, the designers, they move about from car company to car company. And when you have a designer that, you know, like Ian Callum was a good example. He was a wonderful designer, and he was, designing the most beautiful Aston Martins. And then the next thing you know, he goes over to Jaguar. And Jaguar sure looked a whole lot better while he was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they did. So, yeah, there's no doubt. You know? The only problem with changing designers is that sometimes they change the base elements of the car. Like, look about Lincoln. You know, they had the waterfall grill, and they had this grill. And finally, at least they've got the Lincoln logo grills pattern on their vehicles now, so it definitely has some brand identity. But you get a new designer every year and they want to change things, so every 4 years the whole front end of the car has got a different look. And if you look at BMW, you've got that twin kidney grill that's been consistent basically since the beginning of time for BMW. So there is some continuity there, and it's nice to have continuity if you can keep your designer around for a little while.
Right.
You know, if it wasn't Hyundai's choice, I'm sure they would have loved to hold on to him for another 5 or 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
No, we wish him well, and hopefully he'll pop up again later, right?
There you go. That's right. Exactly. BJ Colleen, the voice of reason in my world, automotive journalist extraordinaire. Thank you, BJ.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
All right. Coming up next, we've got the very, very moody Brian Moody. Moody, 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 Moody.
Let us not fall. 13-month-old baby.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, now joining us is one of my favorite guys. Got a good sense of humor. He's got usually a pretty clean, you know, he can have some humor and it's clean. I have some that are, I have to constantly beep them, you know, but Brian Moody, executive editor of Auto Trader, is clean. He's clean cut. Oh, wait a minute. You're living in a pandemic. You're not clean cut. Or are you? Who's cutting your hair?
I tried to kind of do it myself. It didn't turn out super good. But one of the things I've learned is that why was I grooming myself and dressing a certain way before? It's a waste of time.
Well, you don't need to right now because you have nowhere to go, in essence, right? Oh, my God. I was going to send you a picture of me. I have grown a beard, Brian.
Oh, really? Protest beard.
It's a protest beard, but here's the thing. And my hair, I look like 1979 all over again. I would have been 19. I literally have long hair and a beard. And I think I grew my first beard when I was about 19. This feels so odd to me. It's like deja vu all over again, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway. All right. So we're going to talk cars a little bit. I hope your COVID-19 pandemic is going well in your neck of the woods.
Well, I'll tell you what, though, and all kidding aside, it has taught me this. I'm happy to have a safe, clean, dry place to live.
Right.
And I'm happy that I have a family where we all pretty much like each other.
You know what? God bless you. And I feel the same way. I hear all kinds of stories where, you know, I didn't realize that a lot of families don't like each other. And I actually thoroughly enjoy my family. And I believe because they're overeating my food all the time, it's either my food or Well, it's probably the food. Never mind. I thought they liked me. But anyway, no, we do get along and it's great. And we've done some funny things that we haven't done for a while, play cards. And, you know, it's nice. This is a really, listen, if you got to turn a lemon into lemonade, I think many of us in America are doing that right now.
Yeah.
But here we are. Spring is sprung and people are, you know, over at the builder supply place picking up stuff. You know what my wife is doing right now with her brother who's helping? They're building a gigantic, what we call a, well, I call it a carport. She calls it the chicken shed cover. It literally, she's building a carport to cover up. She has 14 chickens. Little baby ones right now, but 2 years ago, we had a bunch of chickens. We had so many eggs, we didn't know what to do with them all. And then one, we went on a vacation, and a fox got in. We live in Oregon, so, you know, we live in a rural area. Ate a bunch of chickens. It was sad, so she gave them all away. But now she's going back in full speed ahead, and she's constantly wanting to use my nice pickup truck, which I go, no! I can drive my one-ton dual-wheeled Dodge Cummins diesel, actually Ram, because they don't make Dodge anymore. It's the Ram trucks. But so I told her, I said, you know, maybe your brother needs to go buy a pickup truck. And I noticed that what you want to talk about today is a list of cheap used trucks. And I thought we should call that inexpensive used trucks. And then, of course, you said to me, no, cheap is a better search word for the internet. Of course, Auto Trader, all things internet these days, you can find what you want. So if you're looking for a cheap used truck, Brian has got a list right now.
I got a couple of them. Yeah. In fact, most of them are pretty good trucks, too. So I think there's four or five. I'll have to look to the end. But yeah, so when we say cheap trucks, we mean trucks that are under $20,000. And so a new truck like a GMC Yukon or a Ram 1500, those can be 40, 50, 60,
70,
80. Yeah. I mean, for a pickup. So 20 grand, and think about 20 grand like this. If you put $1,000 down and you finance it for like 3 or 4 years, your payment should be 250, 300 bucks a month, something like that. So this is, these are affordable for most people. One of the ones we have is the 2015 Tacoma. That's the, you know, Tacomas don't change that much
Toyota,
year to year.
Right.
I mean, it's the Tacoma is not my favorite truck, but right now on Auto Trader you can find like about 1,000, and they're around or under $20,000. Now remember, the more miles they have, the lower the price is going to be. But that's the whole point of getting like a Toyota or a Nissan, right? Because they're supposed to last.
Right.
So that's our first one. It's 2015 Toyota Tacoma. You can get that for under $20,000.
Nice.
Decent equipment, V6 engine. You could get off-road package, that kind of stuff. Same with the 2015 Chevy Colorado.
Mm.
So the Colorado is a little bit more refined on the road, but doesn't quite do everything off-road as well as the Toyota Tacoma does. But you can still find plenty of them on Auto Trader, wherever you're shopping, for less than $20,000. And, you know, long-term dependability for the Colorado should be good. We don't know if it's going to be quite as good as the Tacoma, but if you really want a diesel, for example, there are used Colorados with a diesel engine that
right.
might jack the price up. Same with the 2015-2016 Nissan Frontier. Now, that's been the same truck for a super long time.
I know.
But here's the good thing about that. It is easy to pick on them and say, oh, you haven't changed your truck in more than a decade. That's true. And you're not going to get a bunch of active safety features like you would with some of the other ones. But because they've been building it for so long, they've amortized the price across many years, and the beginning price is low when they're new. So therefore, when you go look at used ones, you should be able to get a slightly nicer truck than, say, the Chevy or the Toyota for your under $20,000. Like, for example, they have a Pro 4X version, which is kind of an off-road. It's nice enough, but listen, if Apple CarPlay and those kind of things are important to you, you're probably going to want a new truck. Still, I like the Frontier. What do you think about the Frontier, the fact that it's been around for so long?
You know, it doesn't bother me because I guess you could say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it really is a good truck. And I think that Nissan has been overlooked so many times because so many people say Toyota, Toyota, Toyota. And
yeah.
Of course, then there's American car company people that are, you know, pro-America and all they want to buy is America. Well, both those trucks are made in America for the most part, I believe. So,
right.
You know, and that's the thing is it's funny because if you do a little research and you dig a little bit below the surface, yes, People say follow the money. Yes, the money goes back to, you know, the parent companies at the end of the day, but they're employing our American workforce by building them here. But they're really good trucks. But to your point, if you got to have all the electronic wizardry, these trucks aren't going to have them. It doesn't bother me, but I must say that it is nice to have. But they're both, you said it, they're both excellent machines, all three of them
so far. I'll tell you this, though. The Frontier is a scrappy little off-roader. It does that pretty well because it's narrow, it's robust. I think that's one that, again, like you said, is probably overlooked unfairly.
Yeah, agreed. And the price reflects that because it's not as in demand as the Toyota Tacoma. And I can tell you, I think Brian and I are probably 2,500 miles apart. He's more on the East Coast, and I'm definitely in the Pacific Northwest. But those Toyotas bring a premium price here.
Yeah.
The Nissans don't so much, but go ahead, keep going.
Right, but if you get the Pro 4X version, you get stuff like, you know, the gas-charged shocks, you get skid plates, you get a locking rear diff.
Right.
You get, you know, these knobby tires, and they're very similar in a way. I don't know. I would consider a used Frontier if you're looking for the best bang for your buck.
All right, so that's three. Did you have four vehicles on this list, or was it just...
We got two more. The Honda Ridgeline is more of an on-road type of truck. It's good for most Americans. Their truck needs probably could be fulfilled by the Honda Ridgeline.
Right.
They just don't want to admit that.
And they're a fantastic vehicle, by the way.
It drives like a car. It's got a nice big bed. It's even got a trunk within the bed. I like that. And then the last one is 2015 GMC Canyon. Maybe a little bit more expensive, but still should be around $20,000. Arguably nicer than the Chevy Colorado, which it's related to. But, you know, if you want something different, there's just not as many to pick from. So whether there's maybe 1,000 Tacomas, maybe similar number of Nissans, there's about 200 second-generation 2015 Canyons for sale on Auto Trader. So that means that's not nothing, but you're not going to have maybe quite the selection that you would have when you're looking at how many people buy new Toyotas and Nissans and Chevys.
Yep. I agree. I think those were good choices, and it was a good mix of foreign and domestic. AutoTrader.com, thousands of trucks he was just talking about. You can go there and check it out, autotrader.com. Again, we're talking to Brian Moody. He's the executive editor over there. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 2020 Subaru Outback. Well, our show is sponsored by Subaru. They're going to like that. We'll see what Brian thinks about it. This is The Drive. Stay with us. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, and our show is brought to you in part by the all-new Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. And even though this segment is brought to you by the Subaru Outback, our show actually has for years. Subaru has been sponsoring this show for, I think it's been at least a decade. And Brian Mooding joining us from autotrader.com. And this segment is really, it's not a paid segment. You're going to actually review the vehicle. I have not even driven the new Subaru Outback. So please.
2020?
Yeah, I haven't driven it yet.
Oh, my gosh. So they sponsor your show?
Yes, sir.
It's terrible.
Nice. Thank you. Oh, boy.
It's actually really good. So the 2020 is like a new version of the Subaru Outback. And I think that the biggest thing to keep in mind, and I'm not saying anything that we haven't talked about, you know, many times before. In the past, one of the problems with Subaru, if you could call it that, is that the interiors weren't really maybe up to par with some other cars. This one fixes that. This 2020 gets more tech, improvements, a nicer interior, and now the Outback has the benefit of an XT model. And so XT in Subaru terminology means they're turbocharged.
Right.
And so we just got one of these for Auto Trader as a long-term car, so we'll have this one for a year. We've had Subarus in the past before. They're very reliable. They do what they say. You know how they have that slogan that says something about love, it's what makes a Subaru or something? Is that,
yeah, no, it's, well, right now for this particular segment, we say the 2020 Subaru Outback, go where love takes you. But the slogan you're talking about, I've been saying it for years, love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Okay.
Yes.
So here's what I think that means. Because you always hear slogans and you're like, you know, Pepsi, the best. And you're like, okay, I guess, whatever. I don't, maybe, maybe not.
Right.
But the thing with Subarus, somehow there's this quality infused into the cars that is beyond just what the nuts and bolts and the numbers would say. Like the way that it drives and the way that it feels, it's the kind of car that, like, you can see why people are all, like, rabid about, like, wanting to only own Subarus. There's just a quality to them that you can't really describe. Now, for 2020, thankfully, the car is much nicer. The interior, the Apple CarPlay, it's got this ginormous screen that you can get in the middle. I really like that. We have the XT model. That's a turbo. That's really cool. We also, you know, when you get the top trim, there's the touring. You don't get a lot of options because everything's already included. So, I don't know. I've been driving it for a couple of weeks. I really like it. It is a $40,000-ish car, and now that sounds like a lot, but listen, if you do any crossover out there, whether it's good off-road or not, and you get leather seats and a sunroof, you're already going to be at $39,000 anyway. So
right, right.
$40,000 is not that much. But anyway, 260 horsepower, that's the best part. I don't know. I just think it's a great car. I've been a fan of Subaru. I get what they're trying to do. It's hard to explain the quality of the car without driving it. So if you're considering a Subaru or something else, go test drive it, and then I think from there you can easily decide, is this the thing for me or not?
I agree, and you'll find that Subaru owners always say, oh, my Subaru, I love my Subaru. And I think right. That's part of where they got that slogan from. All right, before we go out of this break, I want you to tee up the next one. We talked about $20,000 cheap trucks, but what if somebody has a little bit less money, like, say, 10 to 15 or something? You know, can you pick your...
Yeah.
You know?
That's what Auto Trader is good for, right? So we got seven Hondas, used Hondas, under $15,000. And Hondas are great cars, too, known for reliability. Imagine if you could get that reliability for less than $15,000. I got a list of those cars coming up.
All right, good. We'll take a little break. Brian Moody, executive editor, autotrader.com. We do thank Subaru for sponsoring the show, but that segment was not sponsored because Brian doesn't work for me. He works for Auto Trader. No money exchanged hands on that. He actually liked it. Oh, like Sally Field said, they love me. They really love me.
It is a really good car.
I know. We'll take a break. Oh, people probably are like, what's he talking about, Sally Field? All right. It is The Drive.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Our show brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions, Brembo Brakes. You can find them at buybrembo.com. Brian Moody joining us from Auto Trader. Man, he's got a lot to talk about today. You said $15,000 Hondas? That sounds more reasonable.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, right? So what do you got?
Here's why it pays to pay attention to, even if you're not a car enthusiast, if you're just a shopper, it pays to pay attention to the model cycle of certain cars. So certainly everybody who's listening has noticed that, like, every few years there's like an all-new Nissan Altima or an all-new Chevy Silverado. You can kind of game that release date or those new models to get a really good used car. And so we come up with a list of seven good used Hondas for under $15,000, starting with the 2013, to 2017 Honda Accord. Now, the reason for that is the 2018 was an all-new Honda Accord, and those are still kind of expensive. But the one before that went from 2013 to 2017 was a really good car. So you can get a V6 Honda Accord with decent miles and, you know, roomy, comfortable, all that kind of stuff for $15,000 or less. That's a good car for $15,000.
Well, yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of like the new Corvette. The C8 is a mid-engine, all-new car. And all of a sudden, the 2019 Corvettes are really, really affordable. But they're still fantastic cars, right? Same with, like you said, a new model comes out. The last one gets all of a sudden less expensive. Great idea.
Right. So same with the Honda Civic, the 2016 to 2019 Civic. It's one of the best cars you can get, one of the best compact cars you can get, and you can get one for less than $15,000. Now, if you really love driving and, you know, you're into that, you might want to look for a Civic Si. Those might be a tiny bit pricier, but it's well worth it. And remember, this is a list of Hondas, so don't be surprised that every car on the list is. Guess what? They're all Hondas.
Right.
you know, why is he like Honda so much?
Right.
That's a list of Hondas. So, you know, people, we know people are looking for, people are Googling all day long. Good. What's a good used car? Good used Honda Accord, used Honda Civic.
Right.
Same with the Honda CR-V, 2012 to 2016. When you get the car that's just before the update, you can often get a good deal. So in 2015, the CR-V was updated. So the biggest, the best bargains are going to be 2012, 2013, and 2014. Again, less than 15,000 miles for a decent, it's a compact, but it feels more like a midsize on the inside.
All right.
Same with the Honda Fit, 2015 to 2019. By the way, I don't think they're going to sell the Honda Fit in the U.S. anymore pretty soon.
Oh,
it seems like it's going to go away. I don't know that for sure, but it's rumor has it that it might be replaced by something or they won't bring it back to the U.S. because an all-new Fit debuted in Japan a short time ago, and they haven't said anything about it for the U.S. So
well,
my
they,
guess is,
that could be a COVID problem, too. You know what I'm saying? They may be just waiting. All right, real quick,
it could be.
Staying on the Honda thing, because you guys, you're able to take the information data you guys have, and you see where people are searching for things.
Yep.
Honda Pilot versus Kia Telluride.
Yeah, the Honda Pilot versus the Kia Telluride. It's listen, this is a tough one because a lot of times people are like, they have their preferences, right? In this particular case, while they are both good cars, I have to give it to the Kia Telluride.
Wow.
We wrote an article about it. We compared them. The Kia Telluride, we think, is better looking on the outside. We like the interior better. It's more of a premium feel. It's a close call. And both of them are safe, and both of them are reliable, but there's something about the Kia that really, and I've said this before, I believe it's the best three-row SUV that you can get right now.
Whew.
And although the Honda Pilot is very good, I think the Kia Telluride, the newcomer, kind of barely edges it out just for all those reasons, technology, comfort, style,
yep.
looks.
Yep.
On the road, they feel very similar.
Yep. Well, by the way, the Kia Telluride just, I think, last week won World Car of the Year, too. So they've just won so many awards on that. All right, Brian, these stories are all available, everybody, at autotrader.com.
Yes, sir.
And again, a list of good, cheap trucks under $20,000, autotrader.com. The amazing, beautiful, wonderful, thanks to the sponsorship, I'm joking, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Of course, we love them for sponsoring
the
show.
Yeah, get the touring.
But you notice how I actually don't review the cars that are sponsors of the show. It would seem a little self-serving for me to do that. So I don't. Thank you, Brian, for reviewing that. Honda Pilot versus the Kia Telluride and $15,000 Hondas. You can find all these stories at autotrader.com. Brian, thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Well, you're not going to see me very soon unless, of course, they let us out of our, cave.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
I know. All right. That's it for me this week. I'm Alan Taylor. See you next week.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control.
welcome to the all-new Best Outback Ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.